WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to The Feminine Reset. I'm your girl, Laura Bennett. And if you're feeling a little beat up today, like you're running on fumes and just surviving instead of thriving well, guess what? You're not alone. We put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect, strong, unstoppable all the time. But here's the truth. Sometimes the strongest thing we can do is give ourselves a break. That's right, folks, today we're diving deep into the power of self-compassion. Now, I know what you're thinking. Laura, isn't that just being soft? Nope. Self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook or becoming a pushover. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend who's going through a tough time. Think of it like this. Wouldn't you tell your best friend, hey, it's okay to not be okay, instead of piling on more pressure? Exactly. Self-compassion is a game changer because it helps us navigate the inevitable ups and downs of life with grace and resilience. It allows us to learn from our mistakes without beating ourselves up about them. Remember that time you completely bombed a presentation at work? That's right. But if you had treated yourself with self-compassion, you wouldn't have spent the next week agonizing over every single word. Instead, you could have acknowledged that it was a learning experience, picked yourself up, and gone into the next one with a fresh perspective. So, how do we cultivate this magical superpower? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Recognize your inner critic. Ever notice that little voice in your head constantly whispering negativity? That's your inner critic, and it can be a real buzzkill. The first step is acknowledging its presence and recognizing that its opinions aren't always facts. Remember, you're worthy of love and respect regardless of your successes or failures. 2. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When self-criticism starts creeping in, gently acknowledge it and redirect your focus to something positive like a beautiful sunset, the warmth of the sun on your skin, or that amazing playlist you've been jamming to. 3. Treat yourself with kindness. Would you say harsh things to a loved one who's struggling? Probably not. So why do we treat ourselves so harshly? Imagine talking to a friend who's feeling down, what would you say? Now say those same kind words to yourself. Embrace imperfection. Perfection is a myth. It's okay to make mistakes, to have bad days, and to not always get things right. In fact, these imperfections are what make us human and unique. 5. Celebrate your strengths. Make time to acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how big or small. Every single win is worth celebrating. Remind yourself of all the amazing things you're capable of. You've got this. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a super talented graphic designer who has been struggling with self-doubt lately. She constantly compares herself to other designers, feeling inadequate and overwhelmed. One day, she realizes that her inner critic is holding her back. Instead of letting those negative thoughts consume her, Sarah starts practicing mindfulness and focusing on the things she is grateful for. She reminds herself of all her past successes and celebrates even the smallest victories. Slowly but surely, Sarah begins to see herself in a more compassionate light. She starts taking risks, trusting her intuition and embracing her unique style. See? Self-compassion isn't just a feel-good concept, it's a powerful tool that can transform your life. By treating yourself with kindness and understanding, you unlock the potential to be more resilient, confident, and authentically you. So, my fellow awesome humans, I challenge you to take action today. Practice a little self-compassion, treat yourself like the amazing person you are. Leave a comment below and share your thoughts on this episode. And remember, you've got this. I can't wait to connect with you all again tomorrow for another dose of inspiration and empowerment. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.